From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow night, President Bush will have his second chance to share his second-term vision with the Congress and with the nation at large. His first came 12 days ago at the inauguration. Tomorrow, he will deliver his State of the Union speech. The inaugural speech was devoted primarily to America's role in the world. This time around, Mr. Bush is expected to split the time about evenly with domestic matters. The president is expected to pitch his ideas for revising Social Security, the tax code, and the nation's liability laws. NPR's Don Gagne joins us from the White House. Don, how much do we know about what the president plans to say tomorrow night?
Well, the White House describes this as a follow-up to the inaugural address of almost 2 weeks ago. Recall that in that speech, the president spoke of very broad themes of ending tyranny and promoting freedom. In fact, there was criticism for that speech for being too broad and not very realistic. The State of the Union will contain what a senior administration official calls a very specific blueprint for the second term. The president's been rehearsing it on a teleprompter here at the White House. The first half will be about domestic policy, a lot on Social Security. The second half will be on foreign policy. A lot about Iraq.
On Iraq, do we expect to hear the president talk about bringing home U.S. troops?
Well, the White House says that there will be no talk about a timetable, that what he will do is talk about the way forward now that the Iraqi elections have taken place. We will hear more about the importance of persevering and of seeing this new government get its legs and establish itself and about training Iraqi security forces. But again, no talk of any specific timetable. The White House says that would be a bad idea to set an artificial timetable, though we have heard Iraqi interim government leaders talking about the possibility of some U.S. troops perhaps leaving by the end of the year, and presumably the administration has at least been willing to permit such talk.
The other big topic, Social Security. Would we be hearing something more specific than President Bush said in the campaign or in his inaugural address?
Something more specific, but not a great deal. The president will continue to make the case to the public that it is vital that there be a fix, a permanent fix for Social Security, that doing nothing would result in either tax increases or benefits reductions, or both. Again, don't look for him to lay out in real specificity how he wants to fix the system. But part of what he sees as making it work better for young workers is allowing them to divert Social Security taxes into private accounts, though the administration doesn't like that private word anymore. It now uses the words personal accounts. He's expected to talk about how those accounts would work. He'll answer critics who say they would be risky. We're told he will acknowledge the cost of setting up such accounts. Some estimates put it at $1 to maybe $2 trillion. But again, we don't know if we'll hear how he plans to cover that particular cost.
Now, 4 years ago, when President Bush addressed a joint session of Congress for the first time, he talked about big across-the-board tax cuts, and then he hit the road to sell those tax cuts. Once again, after this State of the Union, he'll hit the road?
Absolutely. Same thing. In 2001, he went to states in the Midwest and in the South and in the Northeast, all of which had senators he considered important potential crossover votes. He got what he wanted then. He hopes to do it again on what could be a much tougher topic, Social Security. Starting Thursday, he's going on a 5-state trip over 2 days, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Arkansas, and Florida, each with Democrats to be pressured. More states will be added to that list.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House. Thank you very much, Don.
My pleasure.